Nolte, serial loser Donnie Deutsch's MSNBC show cancelled after just 13 episodes. By John Nolte on August 30, 2019. MSNBC's abrupt cancellation of Saturday Night Politics marks Donnie Deutsch's fifth consecutive cancellation in a row. The far-left and frequently in more Deutsch-launched Saturday Night Politics in May, and already MSNBC has had enough. After just 13 episodes, the left-wing cable news channel decided the August 17 episode would be the last. Deutsch commented on the humiliating cancellation with his usual dishonesty. "With summer coming to a close, so does my season run on MSNBCW/@SNPOMSNBC, Deutsch tweeted. "I'm beyond grateful for all of your help in making it at MSNBC's highest-rated Saturday night program ever. How's that for spin? Deutsch is trying to make it sound as though the show was only supposed to run for 13 weeks and that it was a ratings bonanza. Being MSNBC's highest-rated Saturday night show is kinda like being the highest-rated anything on CNN. In other words, it's a meaningless number. When you're producing an hour-long telecast and paying for all the expenses that come with that kind of enterprise, you're expected to do a whole lot better than 800,000 viewers and 101,000 demo viewers, which is what Deutsch averaged. What's more, Deutsch was getting clobbered by KLAL and annihilated by the Fox News Chanel's Waters World. Why would MSNBC go to all the expense of producing a whole new hour-long show when a rerun of All In with Chris Hayes, which is what will run in Deutsch's time slot, will be much more profitable? A rerun costs nothing to produce and will grab nearly as many viewers. The other question is, why do these left-wing cable outlets keep giving Deutsch's own program? This is his fifth failure in a row. Here's a rundown from the Wrap. Saturday Night Politics marks Deutsch's fifth cancelled TV hosting gig. Prior to his MSNBC show, Deutsch played a comedic version of himself on USA's Donnie. Until 2016, hosted CNN's Get To the Point for a week in 2013, and led CNBC's The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch from 2004 to 2008. He also briefly hosted MSNBC's America the Angry in 2010, but was pulled from the air following a segment criticizing the political and sports commentator Keith Olbermann. Deutsch says all the correct things, all the things you are supposed to say in the establishment media, but he is ridiculously unappealing and never anything close to interesting, original, or insightful. Deutsch also reminds every divorced woman in America of their first husband. Remember how Deutsch's brilliant nickname for Trump, Criminal Trump, took off around the world? Yeah, me neither. But that's how little imagination and self-awareness Deutsch has. He actually thought that was a clever nickname. So clever he just had to announce it to the world. He also thought a DOA title like Saturday Night Politics would pack him in. Oh, man, there's a new show called Saturday Night Politics. Pop the popcorn and cancel our reservations, 'cause this is gonna rock. What, was Saturday Night with the same talking heads you saw last week saying the same shit they said last week taken? Deutsch's other failure was his inability to create anything newsworthy or memorable during his Saturday night hour. Ratings aren't everything. Had the show mattered, had it made an impact in the news cycle, had it created even a ripple, MSNBC might have hung in there despite the lousy ratings. But Deutsch could not even do that, which is no surprise. In fact, he is such a failure in this regard that the first thing I heard about his show was the news of its cancellation. The charisma-free Deutsch just doesn't have what it takes to think outside the box or to be interesting. He's a parrot, not a pirate. He just repeats the tired old conventional wisdom, the worn-out narratives. Who wants to watch that? Not even MSNBC. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.